Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
95.7 New Orleans, only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Don't see this headline every day. Florida man blacked out before using scissors to sever his wife's lover's penis. A Florida man who used a pair of scissors to cut off his wife's lover's penis claimed he, quote, blacked out during the attack. You know, I've always wondered why when a guy finds out his wife, his girlfriend is cheating on him, why he goes after the person she's cheating with. I mean, you would think, look, I could understand them being upset, but now to throw your life away because you decided to cut off his penis. Again, I see him being upset, but be upset with your wife. She's the one who cheated on you. Be upset with your girlfriend. She's the one who cheated on you. But to go attack, and especially in a situation like this, to get scissors and cut off the penis of the man who's doing sex with your wife, that guy has a lot in common with you. If you're being cheated on by your wife or your girlfriend, whoever is doing sex with her has a lot in common with you. You obviously have the same taste in women.
Your Dr. Dre said it best. He said, if your hoe in my ride, it's your hoe you check, fool. Basically saying, if you see your woman in my car with you, then you check the woman, not me. It's not my fault.
That's basically what I'm saying. I don't speak as cool or as urban as Dr. Dre does. 51-year-old Alex Bonilla is set to plead guilty today to charges of kidnapping, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon for the July 2019 attack in the victim's mobile home in the town of Bell, Florida.
Oh, he's a Florida man as well.
Well, yeah, it was the first.
Yeah.
That was even in the headline. You don't see the headline every day. Florida man blacked out before using scissors to sever his wife's penis. Or, I'm sorry, his wife's lover's penis. His wife doesn't have one. But you do see two words in that headline very often these days. Florida man. Bonilla banged into the victim's home and threatened him with a handgun and a metal pipe. I think the victim probably would have preferred that. You know, shoot me, beat me with a metal pipe, but what are you doing with those scissors? He tied up the man in his bedroom and said, quote, you are not going to die, but you're going to have something to remember this for your whole life. And then Alex Bonilla, who has five children with his wife, who was cheating on him, And he's from El Salvador. You know, that's the thing about Florida men. You know, some of them are from Florida, but many of them, they end up Florida men via someplace else. Because the weather's so warm there, people just end up in Florida, and they become Florida men and Florida women. But it makes sense to me that he's from El Salvador, because when it comes to cheating wives and penises, I've read that guys in El Salvador, Coleman, they don't mess around.
Penis.
Yeah, they don't. That's. And if you're listening right now, just a word to the wise. If you happen to be with a woman and she may have a man in her life, whether that man is her boyfriend or that man is her husband, if you find out he's from El Salvador, run. I mean, you should run anyways. You shouldn't be doing sex with a woman who has a husband or a boyfriend. So Alex Bonilla, the married father of five from El Salvador, who now is a Florida man, he then pulled down the victim's shorts.
Uh-oh.
And said, and I'm quoting here, because I got the police report right here. He pulled down the victim's shorts and said, "This is normal. You will not die today." Bonilla then took a pair of scissors and began cutting the man's penis. Oh, I'm putting the police report down because I'm not gonna read the rest of this because they said it was a mess. Of course it was a mess. Cut off his penis for doing sex with his wife and the mother of his five children. And he continued while he was cutting. He could multitask because he continued threatening the man before leaving the home with the severed organ.
Oh.
That was like, what's his name's wife? What was his name?
Lorena Bobbitt?
Yes!
I forget his name too, but I know
John
Lorena.
John Wayne Bobbitt. The little Duke. John Wayne Bobbitt, remember him?
Yeah.
When his wife cut off his junk, she took it with him too. She took it with her too.
Junk.
She grabbed it. Found her keys, had her keys in one hand, her husband's penis in the other.
Penis.
Exited the home, got into a car, and then started driving. And then she hurled the penis out the window. She littered the street out there with her husband's...
Wee-wee.
Organ. Wow, so this Bonilla guy, I guess that's what they do in El Salvador. They don't just cut and run. You know, they cut, they take the damn thing.
So it makes me wonder, do they take it as a trophy, as, you know, being victorious, or did they take it so they can make sure this guy never uses it again?
I think the latter. From what I know about El Salvador justice, Coleman, I think it's the latter of what you just said.
I'm not reading that Gorilla Glue text, but it's funny. I can't read that on that.
Hey, there's one place on the human body you may want to use, or you're able to use, or you could use Gorilla Glue. Thank you, Texter.
No, not if you read it. You're saying thank you, but no, you read the text. It's not good.
The victim's two daughters were in the mobile home during the incident. Poor guy lives in a trailer in Florida, has his penis cut off by the husband of the woman he's doing sex with, and his two children were also in the mobile home. Obviously pretty close to where this happened, because if you've been in any mobile homes, they're not that spacious. Here's the worst part. Unlike John Wayne Bobbitt, doctors have been unable to reattach the victim's penis, and he's been having trouble with urinating, and he's been having trouble doing sex with his wife. Oh, so he's married too?
Yeah.
The victim was cheating on his wife?
Yeah.
With another man's wife?
Yeah. Oh. So it makes me wonder if the guy who's the victim of this crime has a wife, and clearly the wife has to know by now the reason he has his junk chopped off is because he was doing sex with this other woman's wife. Why would his wife want to even attempt to do sex with the guy knowing that he cheated on her as well? Especially now that he only has two-thirds of his wee-wee left.
I know, she's not bothered by those two facts. That A, you cheated on me. B, you only have part of the junk that you used to have.
Yeah, but we'll still give it a go and he can't perform. Just let me go at this point. I will go back to the guy. I'll say, look, I know you said I wasn't going to die today, but I can't use my junk. You already humiliated me, and I feel bad that I slept with your wife and I can't please my wife anymore. Just go back and get the gun and the metal pipe and finish the job.
Yeah, that's how this started. What happened to that gun and what happened to that metal pipe? I think he just used those to tie him up so he could cut off his penis. Well, anyways, Alex Bonilla faces 30 years in prison if he's convicted. And again, today is the day. He's pleading guilty, so he is cooperating. I mean, he may even show up in court with the scissors, with the evidence. He's going to plead guilty today, and we'll see what his sentence is. And maybe tomorrow on the show, we'll have a follow-up, a judicial court hearing follow-up on this very disturbing story.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be the guy that has to ask him, what are you in for? I wouldn't want to hit that store. Hey, guy, what are you in for, pal? Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
This text just said, cut it out. Ha ha, I get it. Cut it out. All right.
Thanks for the texts. We always appreciate them during our radio show here on Bayou 95.7. We have so much to get to today. Hang out with us. New Orleans only. Classic rock station.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans' morning radio show. If you're just joining us, we start our show at 5:30 weekday mornings. And we started with a story that I will never forget. And I've never seen a story like this before either. That's what I said when we started talking about the first story on our show this morning, a half hour ago. Two charged with robbing groom and wedding party at gunpoint in Harvey Motel. This happened over on the West Bank. You know, wedding days are supposed to be fantastic. They're supposed to be memorable for other reasons. Not getting robbed at gunpoint in a motel in Harvey. A West Bank man and woman have been charged with barging into a Harvey motel room to rob a groom and his wedding party about an hour before the nuptials were scheduled to take place. Coleman, you live on the West Bank.
Yes, I do.
You ever find yourself barging into motel rooms in Harvey?
Not for wedding parties, no. Usually when I'm at a hotel, it's to knock on their door and to tell them that their food is outside.
Oh, because you have a second job. You deliver chicken wings over there on the West Bank at night.
Well, I hate the victim blame here. So the both the groom and the bride were in the same motel room an hour before the nuptial was in the ceremony, right?
Yeah.
So doesn't that confirm the belief that it is bad luck to see the bride before the wedding day, right?
Not only that, but I think even more so because it was in a motel in Harvey.
Well, it's COVID hard time. See, I give them a pass on that one. But the point is, they tell you you can't see the bride before the wedding because it's bad luck. Clearly, since the groom and the bride were in the same room at the same time, they were looking at each other, and that's why they got robbed. It's bad luck.
Well, 20-year-old Gerald Jackson and 18-year-old Alicia Sturdivant.
Soon to be Jackson.
Are also accused of stealing the groom's car.
Oh, no, those were the robbers, okay.
Yeah, these aren't the victims. It's the perps that were talking about here. So they also stole the groom's car because they needed a getaway vehicle for themselves and two unidentified accomplices after the holdup at the Home 2 Suites on 11th Street in Harvey.
I know exactly where that's at.
The Jefferson Parish District Attorney's Office on Monday charged the 20-year-old man, Gerald Jackson, and the 18-year-old woman, Alicia Sturdivant. And they both live in Harvey, by the way. They were charged with four counts each of armed robbery and one count of auto theft. So there must have been, besides the soon-to-be husband and wife in that Harvey motel room, they must have had a couple of other people with them.
Yeah, it was a party.
There were four of them got robbed, so they were charged with four counts of armed robbery and one count of auto theft. Gerald Jackson was also charged with aggravated flight from an officer and a second count of auto theft in a separate case, according to court records. The holdup occurred on December 12th. The groom is a 21-year-old from Gulfport, Mississippi. So he lives in Gulfport, Mississippi, and he says, hey, we're going to get married. Where do you want to get married? Maybe New Orleans? Quite happened in New Orleans. It went over the bridge and they were on the West Bank in Harvey and they were robbed on their big day in a motel room in Harvey. Again, the groom, the 21-year-old Gulfport, Mississippi resident, was staying at the motel with relatives and friends as they prepared for the wedding, which was being held at the Harvey home of a relative. About 3 o'clock that afternoon, four strangers, one armed, entered his motel room through an open door and demanded the belongings of the groom, his brother, and two friends. Oh, okay. So the bride wasn't even in the room with him.
All right.
The groom was in the room, the motel room in Harvey, the groom's brother, and then two friends. So that's
okay.
That's regular behavior. And they're all from Mississippi. And maybe they learned, you know, you're staying at a motel in Harvey, especially on your wedding day, you shouldn't leave your room door unlocked. Maybe even put a do not disturb sign on the motel room door handle. As the gunman pointed his weapon, his accomplices patted down the victims, stealing mobile phones, wallets, cash, and other property. The robbers also took the keys to the groom's 2017 Honda Civic. Nice ride. They all hopped into the car and drove off. Boy, this is a memorable wedding day for this groom, huh? Some of the property was later recovered after the robbers tossed it from the car window during the getaway.
Well, what's the point of taking it? They're going to just throw it out the window.
Maybe they were old cell phones. They didn't like the brands. I don't know.
Oh, unless they learned that, you know, they have that Track My iPhone app on the iPhone, so they tossed it out the window so they can't get tracked.
Well, the cops acted pretty quickly. The police officers did a good job because Jackson was arrested the next day after leading deputies on a chase through Metairie in the stolen Honda Civic. He was still wearing some of the same clothing he wore during the robbery. So these obviously were not invited wedding guests. His 18-year-old, the 18-year-old woman who was also arrested with him, Alicia Sturdivant, she was arrested about 3 weeks later in Harvey. She was still in the area, the scene of the crime. But no details were available saying why she was linked to the robbery. So in a couple of weeks, they are going to go to court and deal with this. They're currently being held at the jail in Gretna. His bond is $735,000. Her bond is $625,000. $625,500. It's a lot of wedding cake. Now, anyways, it doesn't say here. Other than that, I heard it was a lovely wedding.
The bride was probably like, hey, you're trying to find any excuse not to marry me. You really got robbed for real on your wedding night? Like, no, I ain't for real. They robbed it. They took the car and everything. That's why I couldn't make it.
Do you go through with the wedding at that point after you've been robbed in the motel room an hour before the wedding?
I think those guys knew that something was going on at that hotel. There's too much of a coincidence. There's too much of a coincidence that they just showed up on the guy's wedding day an hour before with all of his homeboys, and all of them had, somebody knew something. They must have got like a flyer or something that they knew that the party was going on.
Yeah,
at
because
the
you don't see a lot of stories, Coleman, about people staying in a motel in Harvey getting robbed. I mean, how much?
Man, it just so happens.
I don't want to say how much could they possibly have. I mean, they're staying in a motel in Harvey.
Somebody knew something. That's too much of a coincidence.
Well, good job by the police officers. And, you know, I wish that married couple, I wish them all the wedded bliss and happiness. And I hope their wedding and then their marriage is much better than their wedding day. All right, coming up on the show, got an update on a story we did earlier this week about the attractive mother who makes $150,000 a month on the website, on the app OnlyFans. Men pay to see her pictures. Remember we talked about that earlier in the week and we said that there were some parents whose children went to school with her children and they wanted those children thrown out of the school. Well, we have an update on that story. Those children have been thrown out of the school. And we'll tell you why. It couldn't be a public school. Because a public school can't kick out kids because their attractive mother is on OnlyFans making big money selling naked pictures of herself or scantily clad pictures of herself. We have an update on that story and a lot more we've got to get to on the show today. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Add New Jersey to the list of states where recreational marijuana is now legal.
Smoke weed every day.
The number of states continue to grow, and those states, they tax it, and the revenue that they make off of that tax does a lot of good for those states. I wish we'd see that here in Louisiana, but I still think we're light years away from that. And I've always said if alcohol is legal, marijuana should be legal, because marijuana is not more dangerous than alcohol. And now with the medical benefits you get from marijuana. But anyways, in New Jersey, the medicinal users are now switching and becoming recreational users, as recreational marijuana is now legal in New Jersey. Say, many people in New Jersey say they love getting high, but sadly, when they come down, they're still in New Jersey. And I just read new research that shows that smoking marijuana can impair your ability to find your way through a maze. Look, I think marijuana is cool, and I've used it before, but I don't remember ever saying, hey, let's go find a maze to go through after smoking it or after using it. I don't know anybody that's ever done that.
Why would anybody want to, sober, high, drunk, or any? Why would somebody say, hey, let's go to a maze?
I was just reading some new research. And cannabis can be linked to depression. But so can New Jersey. So, on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Did you see yesterday where news came out about former LSU football coach Les Miles? The news said that he offered a secret settlement to an LSU female student who she says he hit on her back when he was the head football coach in Baton Rouge. This is a long hidden settlement that has emerged as part of a larger investigation into how LSU handled allegations of sexual misconduct and domestic violence cases. We've talked about that before on our show. There's an investigation going on right now, and this is one of the things that has come out of that investigation. But LSU football, they're looking at some serious trouble here. The investigation started after allegations came out about Darius Geis, the former LSU stud running back from Baton Rouge, when he was playing here, when he was playing for the Tigers. There's women who said that he sexually assaulted them, and they said they even reported it. We don't know exactly who they reported it to, but nothing was done because Darius Geis never missed a down. He then went on to be a high NFL draft pick by the Washington football team. And then he sexually assaulted women when he was playing with the Washington football team. And now he's been kicked out of the NFL. Well, Darius Geis isn't the only one. There are other LSU players in the last 5 to 10 years that this investigation is looking at. I mean, I know it goes back a lot longer than that. But this investigation is looking at the past 5 to 10 years. And there are several women, then female students at LSU, who said that members of the LSU football team sexually assaulted them, and nothing happened. So they've been doing this investigation, and Coleman, we've talked about this investigation before on the show. Here's the latest piece of news that has just come out during this investigation, that when Les Miles was the football coach, that I guess he wrote a check. He reached a settlement, a secret settlement with a female LSU student who said that he hit on her. Les Miles yesterday denied this. He is now the current football coach at Kansas. Yeah, they have a football team at Kansas, not just a basketball team. They do have a football team there. And so they seem to be finding out more things during this investigation. And this is not going to end well for the LSU Tiger football program. I think when this is all said and done, because they're looking at the Tigers under their current coach, Ogeron, and they're looking at them now under their former coach, Les Miles.
See, one of the things that doesn't seem to add up to me once again is, all right, so let's say Les Miles hit on his student, right? The student didn't like it. Hey, I'm not feeling comfortable with this. I'll out you. I'll destroy your career, whatever. So Les Miles decides, well, before my career is destroyed, I'm going to pay you off. Just don't tell anybody. And he writes a check, leaving a paper trail instead of giving her cash.
Like, he might have given her cash. I just used that.
Oh, okay.
I just used that terminology. Wrote a check. No, it could have been cash.
Yeah.
I don't know, Coleman. But this is just another piece to a very disturbing puzzle. And, you know, we found out now that the women who accused Darius Geis and some other LSU players around that time, they went to higher ups at LSU in their sports department. They didn't, from what I understand, they didn't go to the police, which you think would be the first place that they should and would go. But from what I understand, they went to higher ups in the LSU sports department, and those people are no longer there. But this investigation is still going on, and new things are coming out because of this investigation. And when the day comes, when they announce everything that they've got, I think it's going to be some dark times for the LSU football teams. I think they're going to be put on probation for a while. I think we're not just talking about one or two events. We're talking about a bunch of LSU football players sexually assaulting LSU female students, and you could say, yeah, the students should have went right to the cops, but if they went to higher ups in the LSU, on the LSU campus, whether it was in their sports department or somewhere else, it looks like from what we've seen so far that those higher ups did everything they could to make sure that this news doesn't come out and hurt the football program.
I hope they do find something, like some hardcore evidence other than, oh, this person said this, because it seems like so far we're just going about all the evidence that they say they have into this investigation. Just this woman said this happened. That's all
well,
it
we'll,
is.
We'll see. But that the Les Miles story broke yesterday. Hey, coming up next, we have an update on a story we did earlier this week about how a mother who makes $150,000 a month, she says, on OnlyFans, that app, that website that you could see scantily clad or naked women. Her three children just got kicked out of their school because some of the other mothers in that school were not happy that their mother was posing on OnlyFans. How possibly could that happen? Well, we're going to tell you how next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. Got an update on a story we did a few days ago. I think we did this story on Monday, if I'm not mistaken. We told you about a mother, an attractive mother, who has an account on the app, the website, OnlyFans. And OnlyFans is where people can go and they can pay people to see them. In this particular case, people pay this attractive mother to see pictures of her. I don't know if they're totally naked or scantily clad, pictures and videos that her husband took of her. And she says she makes $150,000 a month.
Cha-ching.
Righteous bucks. There's a lot of people in our country that would be satisfied making that amount of money, $150,000 a year. This attractive mom in Northern California is making that a month. So when we talked about this on Monday, we said, there are parents of children at the school that her children go to that want those children, her children, the OnlyFans hot mom, they want her children kicked out of the school. And we were talking about it and we said, well, wait a minute, why are you going to take it out against the children? You can't be doing that. And then we said, well, how did the parents of those other children in that school know that this hot mom has an account on OnlyFans?
We figured that out.
Because I guess some of the husbands,
yep,
of the mothers of the children at that school.
That's exactly what happened. One of the mothers of the school caught the husband looking at the OnlyFans page while he wasn't paying attention, and he spilled the beans like, yeah, that's this mother, goes to our kid's school. I just happened to come across it.
So when that happened, Coleman, that's when a few mothers of children who go to school with the attractive OnlyFans mom, they demanded that the OnlyFans mom's kids get kicked out of school. And then we said, what are you doing? Well, that happened. That's the update of the story. Her kids were kicked out of school. And if you're thinking to yourself, well, how could that happen? I mean, that would never happen in a public school. You can't, in a public school, you can't kick three kids out. And these are young kids. You can't kick three kids out of school because their mother is making $150,000 a month by posting pictures and videos of herself that her husband took, the children's father took, on a website or an app. This one happens to be OnlyFans. Well, the kids didn't go to public school. Her kids went to a Catholic school. And the Catholic school decided to kick those three kids out of school. Now, I'm Catholic, and I understand there are different rules when it comes to Catholic schools than there are when it comes to public schools. A California mother of three said her boys were expelled from their Catholic school after administrators discovered her OnlyFans account. And how did the Catholic school administrators find out that this attractive mother is posting sexy pictures and videos of herself?
I think that should be looked at, yes, as well.
On OnlyFans. Well, as Coleman just said, I guess one of the husbands of a woman whose children go to this Catholic school with the OnlyFans hot mom's kids caught her, was looking at it, and his wife caught him, and then she's raising all holy hell.
And I think there should be
no pun intended.
Right, I think there should be criminal investigations involved as well, because what some of the mothers had did was they printed out her pictures from her OnlyFans page and gave it to the principal of the school so they can say, hey, look what she's doing. But if those pictures were scantily clad or she was nude or anything, isn't that sort of like the same revenge porn type laws that they have where you're taking risky pics and you're giving it to somebody unsolicited that don't necessarily want it? See, that's what I like. If I was to send
the definition of revenge
exactly.
porn.
So I think the women who printed out these pictures and mailed it or sent it to the principal of the school should be looked at for solicited unwanted nudie pics. And the principal at the time also said, I'm staying out of it. He didn't want no parts of the whole situation.
Well, when we talked about this on Monday, we told you her name was Ms. Poindexter. And come to find out, that's not her name. That was just a stage name for her OnlyFans account. Her name is Crystal Jackson, and her increasing popularity on the adult subscription-based site caught the attention of parents at Sacred Heart Parish School in Sacramento, the capital of California. And because it's a Catholic school, again, they have different rules than public schools. And when these parents went to the administrators at that school demanding that they expel this mother's children,
so I wonder what
the school did so.
So I wonder what Catholic school rules did this parent violate? If she's sending her kids to the school, but she's getting involved in sinful behavior, does that mean that the kids have to suffer for the parent's sins? Because if that's the case, let's say they kicked her out of school because she was sinning, because she was being a whore on the internet. Well, shouldn't the kids who are the children of gamblers and alcoholics, and shouldn't the kids that are parents of adulterers also be kicked out?
Yeah.
Because they're sinning as well?
Yeah, people pick out certain sins.
And wouldn't it be better, let's say they find out that the kid's mother is a sinner, wouldn't it be better to keep the kids in the Catholic school to protect the kids from the sins of the mother instead of expelling the kids and have them deal with the the sinning mother, shouldn't the Catholic people be like, hey, well, your mother's a sinner, but look, you're in this Catholic school. We're going to protect your soul from your mother and teach you better.
And is that really a sin, posting sexy pictures on a website that is now making her $150,000 a month?
I think that is a sin.
Think about that. And are you supposed to be mad at the sin, but forgive the sinner?
Well, the
I
sin
mean, I'm Catholic. This is what I've been taught. It's how I've been raised. So, again, the mother's name, it's not Miss Poindexter. That's her name on OnlyFans. Her name's Crystal Jackson. She and her husband spoke with a British tabloid about the controversy last week, and she said that the principal of the school where her children go sent her an email the other day saying their children were not allowed to return.
You know what? If your mother really makes this much amount of money, I think the kids are going to be completely fine.
Here's what the email said from the principal. And by the way, I agree with what you just said. I mean, this mother is making $150,000 a month. She, I think her kids' education won't suffer. But I think this is wrong what this school did to these kids. Here's what the email said. Your apparent, this is from the principal of her kids' school, Sacred Heart Parish School in Sacramento. This is the email the principal sent to the OnlyFans hot mom. Your apparent quest for high-profile controversy in support of your adult website is in direct conflict with what we hope to impart to our students and is directly opposed to the policies laid out in our parent-student handbook. We therefore require that you find another school for your children and have no further association with ours.
Ah.
So if you're listening right now, do you agree with what the school just did? Because I think this is ridiculous.
I'm punishing
the kids for something the mother did.
Right. But it wasn't about the OnlyFans account. It was her publicity and the controversy surrounding, like when she went to the news and all that and started downgrading the school, and that's what I think he's referring to, not the fact that she actually had an OnlyFans account. The way he worded it was like, well, since you're taking this story and you're making it all controversial and you're putting a spotlight on our school, that doesn't reflect our value.
She, the teacher.
The principal.
The principal. The principal is a woman.
Oh, okay.
Principal's a woman, too.
Okay.
Her name's Teresa Sparks, because remember when we talked about this on Monday, Coleman? We said the school initially released a statement saying that they don't want to get involved in this.
Right.
And we agreed with the school.
Right.
Well, now I guess this story has blown up and the school has kicked out the kids. If you're listening right now, do you agree with what the Catholic school did? I know there's different rules as a Catholic. I understand. There are certain things we're not supposed to do that other people could get away with. I mean, there's a lot of rules in the Catholic religion, a lot, and it's tough. But do you hold it against the kids? So text us. Yeah. Should these kids have been expelled, kicked out of that Catholic school because their mother is making $150,000 a month posting sexy pictures and videos that her husband took, the children's father took? Posting them on the OnlyFans app, the OnlyFans website on her OnlyFans page. Text us at 504-260-9595. Please do not text while you're driving. Keep it short. If it's good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. Do you agree with what the school did? I think taking it out on the kids like that is wrong. But again, this woman's making so much money now, I don't think her children's education will suffer at all here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. According to the National Enquirer, Ellen DeGeneres has ruined her face with plastic surgery. To give you an idea how bad it is, she's being pestered by autograph hounds who think she's Barry Manilow. Louisiana native. Ms. DeGeneres. Coming up next, your texts on the attractive hot mom whose kids just got kicked out of the Catholic school because parents of other kids at that school complained that she's very sexy and posts sexy pictures and videos of herself on the OnlyFans app and the OnlyFans website. Your texts coming up next. I mean, do you think that that should have happened? How do you punish and penalize the kids for something the hot mom did? That's next on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. If you're just joining us, we were talking about an update of a story we talked about on Monday on the show about the very attractive mother in Northern California who makes $150,000 a month, she says, on OnlyFans, that app, that website, OnlyFans, where people go and they pay money to see basically sexy women. That's what OnlyFans is. Although Coleman and I were talking about trying to set up an OnlyFans account and maybe gay guys, if we got sexy and whatever, because women don't use, they don't do that like men do.
I got to wait for my abs to come in. They haven't came in yet.
Is that what we're waiting for?
My setups, yeah.
Is that what we're waiting for? So anyways, his mother says she makes $150,000 a month. Evidently, the husband of one of the mothers of classmates of the OnlyFans mom's kids at their Catholic school. We're not happy about the story. We're not happy about all of this. And they demanded that her three kids get kicked out of that school. And her three kids were expelled from that Catholic school, Sacred Heart Parish School in Sacramento, California. The OnlyFans mom's name on Monday, we told you, was Mrs. Poindexter. That's just her stage name. Her real name is Crystal Jackson. And evidently, there were some moms that weren't happy. And it was one of the mom's husbands who was on OnlyFans looking at her pictures. I guess she got upset about that. So she went to the principal of the Catholic school demanding to kick the OnlyFans hot mom's kids out of the school, which they just did. And I think that's wrong. I don't think the kids deserve to be kicked out of school. Look, I'm Catholic. I know we have to play by different rules. But I asked you to text us. Do you agree with what the school did by kicking out the children of the OnlyFans hot mom?
Debbie says, those kids should not be kicked out. Those students' mothers are probably mad because they found their husbands looking at their page. And that's exactly what happened, Debbie. You notice that the husbands didn't complain. It was only the mothers, right?
That's right. And I bet you those mothers can't make $150,000 a month.
You'd be surprised what people are into, John.
Yeah, right. Probably right there.
If she was giving the school 10% of her earnings each month, I bet they would not have expelled her children.
Good point.
The negative publicity towards the school likely caused them to be expelled. And that was my theory. Based on what the principal said, it wasn't necessarily her doing it OnlyFans. It was the publicity that the school got for her doing it OnlyFans.
This particular story put a spotlight
right
on that school, Sacred Heart Parish School in Sacramento, California. And the school, who has a female principal, by the way, not happy about that. And that's expelled the hot mom's three kids.
This text says, the Catholic Church has never been big on forgiveness. Catholics, yes, but the church, hell no. And two more right quick.
Aren't we supposed to be mad at the sin and forgive the sinner?
Last two. They should let the children stay in school. The Catholic schools are all in the red right now because people are leaving the Catholic Church because of the other acts that actually happen without consent.
Talking about the priests and the young boys.
All right, this last text says, schools need not worry about teaching children. Parents need to teach children the morals and values and manners and grow up to be productive human beings. What these parents did was morally wrong, but we all do things that are morally wrong. If the kids were not being harmed, I don't see anything wrong. The other parents are jealous.
Well, I agree with a bunch of what you just said, although I'm not sure I would say a husband taking pictures, sexy pictures of his wife, sexy video of his wife, posting it on an adults only consensual website app, and her making $150,000 a month for that. Would you call that morally wrong?
Personally, no. I don't think it's morally wrong. If it's all consensual and they're all adults,
of course it's consensual.
It's all legal.
Adults paying money to see other adults.
Now, the mom went wrong at is she probably did violate the terms and services of having the kids in the school by putting a negative spotlight on the school. If she did that, yes, I can understand why the kids were expelled if she violated their handbook rules.
It's some story, huh? Coming up next on the show.
Hey, let me borrow your credit card number so I can see what the OnlyFans. You have your card on you?
Oh, you want to log on?
Yeah, yes. I need.
Give me a second here.
All right.
Coleman. Coming up next on the show, we were just talking about GoFundMe accounts on social media yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And I said how good it is because a lot of times they help people out. But there are some shady, questionable GoFundMes as well. And I just saw one. And it has to do with the band Van Halen. And I'll explain next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Boy, if you're just joining us, we've got a lot to digest this morning on the show. And if you only listen around this time, on your way to work or dropping your kids off at school or wherever you're going, we put the podcast version of this radio show up as soon as it's over. And you can go check it out on our website at bayou957.com. By the way, we got kind of a new website. It's cool. There's a lot of interesting stuff up there. There's a lot of entertaining stuff up there. And we put a bunch of stuff up there from our show as well, but you could always hear the podcast, and you can listen anytime you want, anywhere you want, on any device you want. Go check out the Osterlund Show on demand at bayou957.com.
You know what else is cool about our website? We literally put multiple things up there every day. So every time you go to the website, there's at least four or five things that you and I put up personally that's new. Then there's stuff that's from everywhere. That like, there's a reason to go there every single day.
Yeah, I mean, this morning, our show starts at 5:30. The first story we talked about was the story about the Florida man who's in a courtroom today. Because, and he's going to be sentenced today because he cut off the penis of a man who was doing sex with his wife.
Yep, that's up on the website right
now. Well, not only is that story up there, but then us talking about it this morning at 5:30, that audio is up there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there's a lot of stuff up on our website. Check it out when you get a chance. Bayou957.com. Yesterday on the show, we were talking about a GoFundMe account that was set up for a young mother in Ohio because she got arrested when she went to her job at Little Caesars to work and she had to leave her young children in a Motel 6 motel room. The cops knocked on the door and there was no adult in there. So they arrested the mother for abandonment, even though she was doing everything she could. I mean, here she is. She's working. She's a young mother. And when that story started to go viral and get a lot of attention, the mother of the mother who was working at Little Caesars and she left her kids in the Motel 6 motel room, that woman's mother set up a GoFundMe. And people donated, and as of yesterday, that GoFundMe was over $160,000. And we were talking about how GoFundMes a lot of the time are really cool. They're good. They help people out who need it, like that. And there's been other GoFundMes we've talked about on the show before. And so after we do the show yesterday, I'm going through the news, and I just saw another story about a GoFundMe. But this one, I'm not so sure about.
Why not, John? What's the matter with this GoFundMe?
Well, I'm gonna tell you, Coleman.
Okay.
He was Eddie Van Halen's guitar tech. Now there's a GoFundMe to save his home. I mean, it was tragic when Eddie Van Halen died so young. I mean, besides being one of the greatest rock and roll guitarists, other people were affected. And one of the guys who was affected was his personal guitar tech. His name is Tom Weber. And Eddie Van Halen wasn't the only person that he worked with, Coleman. He also worked with Reba McEntire's band. I mean, this guy makes his living on the road. But his main guy was Eddie Van Halen. As a matter of fact, he was actually going to go on the road and be a guitar tech on the Motley Crue Def Leppard Stadium Tour this past year. That was postponed for a year because of coronavirus. So this guy hasn't been able to work at all, like so many musicians here in New Orleans. They're having a tough time getting by because of coronavirus. If they can't play out live because it's against coronavirus rules, they can't make any money. So a GoFundMe was set up for Eddie Van Halen's guitar tech because not only is he able to work with Van Halen anymore because Eddie died, he can't work on anything because of the situation, the lack of live music because of coronavirus. So a GoFundMe was set up because evidently he's fallen behind on his mortgage payments for his house. He may be losing his home. That's why they set up a GoFundMe. And I guess that's all right. I mean, sure, you could feel bad for him, but can't you feel bad for everybody who lost work, who lost their jobs? Well, obviously because of coronavirus, but how about before coronavirus? And then what after coronavirus is over with, there's always going to be people losing their jobs. I mean, I remember when I lost my last radio job, I never thought about setting up a GoFundMe. I because people lose jobs all the time. And they have to go find another job. So, evidently last year, with everything he was set to do, he was going to make over $200,000, but he thought he would be able to pay off his house last year, pay off the whole mortgage note. But he wasn't able to do that. And now he went from having a banner year to zero income overnight. And now he's there's a GoFundMe that has been set up for this guy to try to save his house.
If this guy's as good as a guitar tech he's going to work on stadium tours and he worked with Reba McEntire, Eddie Van Halen, clearly this guy is good. I'm not sure this GoFundMe is directed towards the every Joe average guy. I think he's trying to get the attention of rock stars who understand his work and feel sorry for him. They wouldn't miss out if Reba McEntire found out about his GoFundMe. I'm quite sure she would pitch in. If the people in the stadium tour that hired him to work the stadium tour found out about his GoFundMe, I'm quite sure they would help him. So I don't think this was geared towards us, the everyday Joe, to give this guy $15 here and $20 there. I think he's trying to reach out to the big guys, the people who may have recognized his name, recognized his work, and recognized his talent, and he's looking for like a bailout.
Coleman, that's what's happening, because other guitar players, like Billy Duffy, he's the guitarist from the band The Cult.
All right.
He's donated a chunk of money. And there are other musicians who are donating to that GoFundMe. I think this guy, I mean, he lives with his wife of 18 years. And his wife's granddaughter, his wife just recently took a job working in a cafeteria.
There's no shame in that.
This guy lives in the Cincinnati area. And now there's a GoFundMe that was set up for him to save his house. And the goal, because when you set up a GoFundMe, yeah, I guess you have to put a goal. You have to say, this is how much we want to raise. The goal for this guy's GoFundMe is $35,000. And as of yesterday, from what I read, that goal has raised around $12,000. That GoFundMe has raised around $12,000. If you're listening, what do you think about this? I think this is one good thing about social media. And as I said yesterday when we were talking about GoFundMes, the negative about social media is the cancel culture. The social media gave birth to the cancel culture, because a bunch of people just sitting around with a lot of time on their hands and their cell phones, they see something they don't like, they can just, with their thumbs, just start boop, 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 boop.
That's what they do, boop, boop, doop, 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 boop.
Well, yeah, and instead of just not listening to something they don't like or not watching something they don't like, they go for the throat. They want to put it out of business, and they feel they have power, and then they find other people like them on social media, and now all of a sudden you've got large groups of people putting their cancel demands in front of bosses or people who make decisions at companies, at businesses that they don't like what's happening underneath them. So the cancel culture is something bad that happened with social media, because social media flat out gave birth to the cancel culture. Because before social media, bosses weren't able to see, people in charge weren't able to see large groups of people in front of their face complaining about something going on in their business. And instead of just, again, what's better than the cancel culture? Well, many things. But first and foremost, this is the United States of America, land of the free. We have the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. We have freedom of speech. The problem is, with the cancel culture now, getting people fired for things they don't like, even on social media. I mean, Facebook, the fact checkers, they put people in Facebook jail for 30 days because they don't like it. It's making people not say things anymore. It's making people just say, well, why would I even take a chance on posting something on social media if somebody's going to go after me? What do you think about this guy's social media, Coleman? Do you think it's okay? I mean, anybody could put up a social media. And like you mentioned, this guy is very good at being a guitar tech. He's worked with several multi-millionaires. You would think they would be able to help him out.
I don't think there's anything wrong for people throwing their money wherever they want to, whether we think is a big deal or not. You know, so there's a lot of GoFundMes. I'm like, yeah, no, I don't think it's worth it. But if somebody else has a bleeding heart and wants to, I can't tell people what to do with their money.
Yeah, if you want to text us, I mean, what do you think? I think for the most part, GoFundMes are a really good thing. They help people who really need it. But then there are other people who take advantage. And there's fraudulent GoFundMes out there. But I think I feel bad for this guy, but I feel bad for everybody. A plethora of people who lost income, who lost their jobs because of coronavirus. I feel bad for people who lost their job before coronavirus, just like I feel bad for people who will lose their jobs after coronavirus. But what do you think about this particular GoFundMe and GoFundMe in general? For the most part, the ones that aren't fraudulent, I think they're good, and they do help good people. You can text us at 260-9595. Please don't text while you're driving. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. This Sunday night's Golden Globe Awards will be available to watch on NBC, Hulu Live TV, YouTube TV, AT&T TV Now, Sling TV, and Fubo TV. There's never been more ways to not watch it. On Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlind Morning Show. New Orleans morning radio show. And I wanted to thank, because 1 week ago today, they brought us some great stuff. The restaurant, Chicken and Watermelon. Their first shop is on South Claiborne Avenue here in New Orleans. They're expanding, and they just opened a new restaurant in Kenner. There's Chicken and Watermelon in Kenner. So last Thursday morning, Chicken and Watermelon brought a bunch of chicken wings to us.
Chicken!
To us here at the radio station, and everybody loved them. They're fantastic. I mean, I love Chicken and Watermelon. I don't just love the name of the restaurant. Their chicken wings are absolutely fantastic. And it was about 7 years ago when that first shop popped up on South Claiborne Avenue, and I drove by and I saw the sign. I said, why is there a big sign there that says Chicken and Watermelon? And then we went back for lunch. And I loved it so much that our band, the official band of the John Osterlind Show, the Ass Clowns, we do stupid song parodies. We did a song called Chicken and Watermelon.
Chicken and Watermelon is my favorite restaurant. It's on South Claiborne Avenue. Chicken and watermelon is all I want. Whether it's 8 p.m. or high noon, I just love chicken and watermelon. I just love chicken and watermelon. 17 sauces are off the hook, including Boogie, Bird, and Jerk. Man, these people can really cook. The Obama punches will quench your thirst. I just love chicken and watermelon. Yeah. I love chicken and watermelon.
And so thank you to the folks at Chicken and Watermelon for bringing Coleman and me, and then we turned them on to people at the other radio stations here.
I want to talk to you about that. I was mad that I didn't get dibs because they just happened to drop off the food while I was getting the car from around the corner. So by the time I came around, you had already given the boxes out to the security guard, to our traffic guy.
They brought so many of them.
I know, but I wanted dibs. So when I got the last box, I'm like, oh, man, they came right when I was getting the car. So I didn't get to pick which flavor I wanted.
Well, and one update to that song that we did, the punches now, they're not the Obama punches anymore, they're the Oprah punches. And it's great to see Chicken and Watermelon, just fantastic chicken wings, open up a new shop in Kenner. And I highly, highly, highly recommend, if you like chicken wings, you'll love Chicken and Watermelon. All right, now it's time for me to tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Woman claiming to have coronavirus blows in cop's face, gets arrested and charged with assault.
Ew.
And it's not a very smart move by the woman. A North Carolina woman was charged with assault after she blew into a sheriff's deputy's face after she said she had COVID-19. The Lincoln County, North Carolina Sheriff's Office said the incident happened this past Sunday evening as 27-year-old Jasmine Louise McLean,
you idiot,
did that. She was arrested. As a matter of fact, she did that, Coleman, while she was being booked into jail.
Ah, all right. I was wondering what the scenario was.
So she was being booked into jail. She was arrested for something else unrelated to this. And as she was being booked, this is what they said in the police report. Quote, while being processed into the jail, Ms. McLean blew into the face of the processing officer twice after saying she had tested positive for COVID-19 8 days earlier. She was charged with assault on a government official. I mean, you got to be pretty dumb. I mean, you're already being arrested for God knows what else. And you're not, and so you're not happy about that. So while you're being processed, you know, while they're taking your mugshot, while you're getting your fingerprints taken, you tell them you just tested positive 8 days ago for coronavirus, and then you walk up to that cop and get in his face. And
I'm glad they have this plexiglass in the studio.
Yeah, they did put this stuff up.
Yes, so now you can blow in.
Between you and me, Coleman, they got their plexiglass.
Imagine being arrested for a misdemeanor, right? You go in there for something simple, but you get so upset that you tell this officer you have coronavirus and blew in this officer's face. Now you're a felon. So you just upgraded the charges. Not a smart move.
No, well, obviously, she made it onto this segment. and you really have to be dumb to tell a cop 8 days ago you tested positive for coronavirus. And then you blow in his face while you're being processed, while you're being booked for something else. You know, that's why we do this segment every morning on the show, because there's never a lack of dumb people. There's never a lack of people just acting like complete idiots.
And we're also doing people a service who have the potential to be dumb by pointing out dumb things other people have done on the dumbest thing we read all day that may have given people that the idea who may want to do something similar not to do it because now they know it's dumb. They say, you know what? I would have done this, but since Ocelyn brought it up on the dumbest thing he read all day, I'm not going to do it because now I know it is clearly something dumb.
Good point, Coleman. See, we try to learn something every day, and this radio show could be looked at as a learning tool. Or I could be looked at as a tool.
I learned something today.
Anyways, the North Carolina woman who, while she was being booked for some other crime that we don't know about, and she claimed to have COVID-19, and then she blew in the cop's face who was booking her, who was processing her, and then she got arrested for an assault charge. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning.
You're so dumb. You dumb. For real.
Here on Bayou 95.7 New Orleans, only classic rock station.